Ed Robertson with enough time to tell you that Ed Asner will star along with Michael Shannon and Jordan Coley in a virtual production of God Help Us. God Help Us, the critically acclaimed political comedy that will stream live Saturday, October 31st, beginning at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific. A political comedy in which God Almighty moderates a debate between two pundits, one a liberal, one a conservative. God Help Us is incredibly timely and speaks to many of the issues facing us all today. God Help Us, virtual performance starring Ed Asner, Michael Shannon, and Jordan Coley will stream live Saturday, October 31st, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. A live talkback featuring all three actors will follow the 90-minute performance. Tickets start at $22 for individual viewing, plus there are family rates for up to 9 viewers viewing the performance on the same device, and group rates for 10 or more viewers. God Help Us, virtual performance, live streaming Saturday, October 31st, beginning at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific. For tickets and more information, go to PivenTheater.org, PivenTheater.org, or onthestage.com/Piven-Theater-Workshop.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Hi, this is John Biney. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Well, let's hear it for him. Come on out here.
Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Our guests will include actress and documentary filmmaker Penny Pizer. Penny Pizer, star of Crazy Like a Fox, All the President's Men, and the original The In-Laws. We hope to join us for that. In the meantime, on the line with us is Rich Manley. Rich Manley, host and star of Culture Shock. Culture Shock, bridging cultures through magic. New series premieres in October this month on the Tubi channel, CultureShockMagic.com, CultureShockMagic.com. For more details on Culture Shock, bridging cultures through magic. As an actor, Rich Manley will soon be seen in the upcoming post-apocalyptic series Fallen Cards. Rich also recently co-starred with James Caan and Lance Henriksen in a motion picture adaptation of Rich's novel Acre Beyond the Rye. His other screen credits include The Company Men with Ben Affleck, Chris Cooper, and Tommy Lee Jones, and Night and Day opposite Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. What can you tell us about Fallen Cards?
Fallen Cards, that was a project I started writing a while ago. It was kind of something I had shelved for a bit. Basically, it came out of the idea that I wanted to create a world and create this character that, you know, you see all these superhero movies and whatnot, but I wanted to create something like that, but something new, something different, a character that was in some way a superhero without the powers, but that kind of element. And so I said, all right, well, there's something I know a lot about, which is martial arts, mm-hmm. and I know a lot about magic. So the story basically came about of me combining those skills, martial arts and magic, and a character who ends up being somebody who uses magic to become, I guess, a hero, so to speak, in the story. And it's set in a post-apocalyptic Mad Max world, so you have all this action and adventure, which I know very well, mm-hmm. And I know that world. I know that stunt world that I've been involved in. And so the character is just heavily laden with martial arts skills, uses these magic tricks he's learned in this post-apocalyptic world. And one of the things that survived was the ability to entertain people. And he's an entertainer who finds himself in some trouble and basically has to be the last hope to save the world.
When do you think Fallen Cards will drop for people to see?
We're hoping Fallen Cards will drop probably sometime second quarter of next year, 2021.
Okay, we will look for that. Maybe as it gets closer to release date, we'll have you back on and you can tell us more about it. Want to ask you a couple of more questions if I can. Now, we mentioned in our last reset the caliber of people that you have been lucky enough to work with in the course of your, you know, young, still developing acting career. This is probably a stupid question, Rich. Let me ask it anyway. Were there any oh my God moments, at least initially, before you reported to the set when you were working with, say, a Tom Cruise or a Tommy Lee Jones or a Ben Affleck? I mean, those are Oscar-winning actors. Those are big box office major superstar type of actors.
Yeah, I think for me, the one that I was the most, I guess, excited about would probably be Tom Cruise, because I've always liked his movies. I've always liked one of my favorite movies is The Last Samurai. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fascinated by Japanese culture, mm-hmm. sword play. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, all that, and so I think that was the big one. So Night and Day with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz, and plus he just, you know, he's one of those adrenaline guys. He loves doing all these stunts. So I was really looking forward to meeting him. Unfortunately, my scenes were with Cameron Diaz. Well, not unfortunately. I have to backtrack there. Unfortunately, you know, it was still great, yeah, to meet her, to meet Cameron Diaz. But I will say I was a little bummed that I didn't get to meet Tom. But it was still a fantastic experience. I mean, working with Maggie Grace and then working with Cameron Diaz. I mean, she was a pleasure to work with. She had a lot of funny stories, you know, she'd tell off camera while we were waiting. So it was a good experience.
I'm not an actor, but I have found that most actors, whether they're working actors or whether they've achieved the level of notoriety like a Tom Cruise or a Cameron Diaz, most actors are the same in that what they really care about at the end of the day, Rich, is the work, the ability to practice their craft in the moment with their fellow actors, being able to bounce off each other in the scene, in the dialogue with their fellow actors. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, I completely agree. No, I love that. That's a big thing for me. Whenever I'm acting, I always, there's a couple different styles of acting. You know, there's the method actors who really get into it. You know, I very much, I appreciate that style of acting. I'm similar in the degree that I like to really get involved into the character, into what I'm doing, and stay in that headspace. But at the same time, I don't like to get so wrapped up into something where it affects everyone around you. You know, you want to still have a good time, and you know, when you're working with others, with other, you know, actors as well, you want to be able to read the scene, be able to work with them, and not kind of, you know, distance yourself from everybody else and be in your own head. I enjoy working with the team. I enjoy working with, you know, the director, everybody, the other actors, to make sure that the scene comes out just great. Not just about one person, but it's about, you can't just have one actor holding the scene. I mean, you can, but for me, I like having, you know, a combination of the other actor in the scene, you, and everything else, the DP, the director, everything makes that what it is. It's not just the actor. And, you know, I recognize that just from my filmmaking background and a lot of the projects I've created of my own, is that it's all a group effort, you know, and not one person is more important than the other. And I think that's important to recognize when on set, too, is that teamwork to make something artistically great.
Well, right now, the most important person in this segment is Rich Manley. Rich Manley is our guest. He is the host and star of Culture Shock, Culture Shock, Bridging Cultures Through Magic, new series that you can see on the Tubi channel. For more information, cultureshockmagic.com, cultureshockmagic.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Rich will soon be seen in the post-apocalyptic series Fallen Cards, which, if all goes well, will drop sometime in early 2021. You also have something coming up called Angel One Eye. What can you tell us about that?
That was a project I did a while ago, and I don't have too many details on that. It was a project I did, and I was told that it was going to release soon, but it was something that I have not been followed up on, and so. It's one of those, it could be just one of those throwaways. It'll come out on DVD sometime, and maybe I'll see it on the shelf and be like, I was in that. But I'll tell you, they haven't kept in touch with me, so I couldn't answer your question on that.
Well, maybe you pull it out of your hat, so to speak, when you're performing an illusion before your next audience and your next travel.
Maybe I will.
Okay. All right. Just a couple more questions, then I'll let you go.
Sure.
Other than your grandfather, we mentioned earlier that you learned a lot about sleight of hand from your grandfather.
Yeah.
Other than your grandfather, who were some of your favorite magicians that you either learned from or just enjoyed watching?
Well, growing up, you know, I watched David Blaine. I would watch his specials a lot because I really liked the street magic aspect where, you know, you were watching and he was just doing miracles to people, just the everyday people. So that really inspired me a lot. And then, you know, Masters of Illusion, growing up, I would watch that too, and just other magicians. I think some of the magicians that inspired me were a lot of the ones that people don't really know about. They're more, I guess you call them indie magicians or magicians that are not, you know, on TV. And mm-hmm. some of them are very skilled magicians that are great at card flourishing and sleight of hand. And, you know, I watch a lot of those guys, some of the DVDs they put out and, you know, stuff online. And that really, to me, probably inspired me the most. What really kind of churned the fire for me was probably David Blaine, though, mm-hmm. on a bigger scale.
Finally, this being October in the world of magic, we often think of Halloween. And when we think of Halloween on October in magic, we often think of Harry Houdini. Why do you think Houdini continues to dazzle so many of us after more than a century?
I think with any performer, and I call magicians performers because that's really, you know, mm-hmm. what we are, but mm-hmm. I think he had an energy about him, and I will equate this to Bruce Lee too. I will say the same thing. It was that same energy that Bruce Lee had at the time. You know, it's just the presence, and I think presence is a big part of the presentation, and if you have that presence and if you can get the audience to be completely engaged and enthralled in what you're doing, his ability to capture the audiences in his performances, in his escapes, although they were dangerous, it was in his eyes. You know, when you looked at him, when you saw him come out, there was just something about him that you watched and you said, okay, I want to see what this guy can do. And that was the same thing, you know, with that Bruce Lee persona as well. He had that same thing. You know, it was an energy about them, a stage presence that really drew lots of people to just want to watch.
Rich Manley is the host, producer, writer, and director of Culture Shock, Culture Shock Bridging Cultures Through Magic, new series that premieres this month on the Tubi channel that attempts to communicate the energy, humility, and compassion of people coming together through the shared experience of magic. For more information, CultureShockMagic.com, CultureShockMagic.com. Rich Manley, you're a very interesting fellow. Come back and visit us again on TV Confidential.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Also want to tell you that if you're a fan of Dolly Parton, or know someone who is and are looking for the perfect gift idea this holiday season, our friends at Time Life have just released Dolly, the Ultimate Collection. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, the very first DVD collection highlighting the spectacular career of the Queen of Country. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, now available exclusively at timelife.com/Dolly Parton. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection includes 35 hours of vintage Parton performances, all handpicked by Dolly Parton herself and spread out over 19 DVDs, including 22 episodes of Dolly's variety series from the 1970s and late 1980s, classic duets with Porter Wagoner, a special Christmas disc featuring Dolly along with Mac Davis, Burl Ives, and Bob Hope, Dolly's unforgettable Live from London concert, and a whole lot more. 85% of the material featured in Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, has not been seen since their original TV broadcast. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, now available, timelife.com/Dolly Parton. Extra features include vintage appearances of Dolly Parton on The Tonight Show, Oprah, and Crook and Chase, a brand new interview with Dolly done just for the special DVD collection, and a free bonus DVD featuring the BBC documentary, Dolly Parton, Here I Am. Dolly Parton, the Ultimate Collection, Dolly Parton, the Ultimate Collection, now available exclusively at timelife.com/Dolly Parton.
Hi, this is Rich Little, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts, with a few minutes, enough time to tell you that renowned magician David Rose will perform a special half-hour Halloween magic show via Zoom on Saturday, October 24th, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Cost is $20 to register, or for more information on this special half hour of Halloween Zoom magic, go to televisionconfidential.com/next-show/Halloween-magic. And speaking of magic, Culture Shock, bridging cultures together through magic, hosted by Rich Manley. Culture Shock premieres this month on the Tubi channel. For more information, CultureShockMagic.com, CultureShockMagic.com. Also a reminder that Ed Asner's memoir, Son of a Junk Man, is available in paperback and as an ebook through Amazon.com. The Grouchy Historian by Ed Asner and Ed Weinberger is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Simon & Schuster and wherever books are sold. You can follow Ed Asner on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram at the only Ed Asner. For more information on God Help Us, go to godhelpus.net. For more information on the Ed Asner Family Center, go to edasnerfamilycenter.org. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, back with Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we will talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.